sun crack sidewalk calling out you.
Skip James here on Route 78 West, connected to the previous Iron and Wine track by a nebulous thread that only our in-house musical encyclopedia, Uncle Jeff might have noticed. Jeff, tell us a little bit about the connection you're hearing these days between
the connection in my brain. Yes. No, we saw you and I saw Iron and Wine, and Danny came down. He actually skipped that show. We want to.
You fool.
He knows you better.
I saw another show. So all right. It's not like I went home.
All right. Well, this was one of the great things I've seen this year, and it was very surprising actually how good it was. But the stuff that they were doing, there's definitely this Southern blues aspect. It's kind of a combination. Nick Drake, a little bit of Skip James, some other guys in there as well, Simon and Garfunkel, for example.
Absolutely.
But beautiful stuff, and I've been downloading everything I can get my little grubby hands on. That's a new track to me. It's a B-side of a single that the title escapes me at the moment, but it's another reason why the internet is such a great thing, is some of these things are pretty obscure, and they're going for lots of bucks on eBay, and I just want to hear it, and I want to play for you guys, too, so that's what we're doing there, and started out that set with Loretta Lynn, and Danny picked out a good one there, Trouble on the Line.
From her new disc, Van Leer Rose.
Brand spanking new music. And then where are we going to go? Are we going to kind of explore the Skip James Iron Wine connection, or are we going to kind of depart?
Actually, one of the things we saw opening up the show was this guy, Patrick McKinney, who plays in the band Iron and Wine, and kind of a hired hand also at Palace Sam Beam. And his idea was to start kind of filling and recreating the little lap steel and the banjo lines and all the stuff that Sam Beam did as himself on the four tracks that he did for the first Iron and Wine record. And he actually was telling me he was going to put out a record, and I got a hold of this thing just yesterday, and we're probably the first station in the country to play this.
Now, is this the stuff that he was playing when he opened up?
Yeah, it is.
It was kind of real droney, psychedelic, definitely like someone's in an altered headspace with their acoustic guitar getting real mellow.
I didn't think that at all. What I thought it was the air to John Fahey and Robbie Basho mixed with John Scofield. That's what I told him, and he flipped, and he had said he had just discovered who Robbie Basho was, but for old guys like me with gray beards, days on Tacoma that John Fahey kind of put these records out, there was all this really experimental folky guitar stuff and strange planetoid kind of alignment stuff. It's starting to come back.
Well, it was psychedelic as much as an acoustic unaffected guitar can be.
Yeah, that's actually legit. Really good stuff though, and so we're going to play you a track here off this new disc by Langtree. You can find this on Soft Abuse, softabuse.com, and won't be coming out for probably about a month or two, and I know the station will probably get it, but here it is, Langtree. It's called Smilax, this track. The record itself is called As Upon the Road There Too, cryptic enough.
Here's a song that we had the honor and the privilege to get to record out at the Cash Cabin, better known as Johnny Cash's Backyard. This song is called Nowhere Town.
I've been on a hell's mess, man. just sits there at flesh and bone. Every devil night we kiss the sun. See how far that you lay around. A fall in. A fall in. A fall in. Rising up just to get knocked down. Dying ray of the steel guitar. I'll be free and I'll whip her will. I'll be gone moving still. I fall in. I fall. Forever to the hill it falls on.
Yeah, right. I think you can probably hear me and Jeff going "Wahoo!" in the background there. That's a rare or a rare recording, a live recording.
I'd say that's really rare, actually. That's come from the Larimer and Larimer Lodge a couple weeks ago. Aaron and I were down there. Uncle Loki,
ukulele Loki, and Uncle Jeff,
and we were having a blast and a good show. And that's a cover, obviously. And we were kind of going, kind of trying to check who that was.
Well, I decided that I would do a Google because we all know how reliable the internet is. And it's right here, man, right here on Google. I just typed in Smokestack Lightning original, and it said originally performed by the Grateful Dead, of course.
Danny, what do you think of that?
Well, most people know of the Yardbirds, but of course the Yardbirds stole all of their recordings from Chess.
Mm. All right, so it's a Howlin' Wolf song.
Howlin' Wolf wrote it. Yep, that's correct.
All right, that's a great one.
But the Grateful Dead originally recorded it, apparently, according to some real smart Dead fan who knows how to use HTML.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our little middle of the road.
That's twice I've slammed on the Grateful Dead today. Yeah, I guess I better sit back, or I'm going to get lynched here in Boulder, huh?
There'll be email. It's going to be a problem.
Your car will be tie-dyed later.
I don't have a car, man.
That's why
your
I won't
scooter.
Be
that. That's why I should fit in with that crowd, right? I don't even have a car.
Let's get back.
All right, back to the music.
That was kind of our like country rock set. You know how I like to do this. Somewhere in the show, I slip in a couple songs there. We had Blue Mountain doing a great one there, Mountain Girl, and. Danny brought in Bastard Sons of Johnny Cash, and you can say it when you say it as the title of that band, and that was Nowhere Town. That's a cool one. And we started out with Langtree, it's Patrick McKinney, and Smilax. Pretty cool guitar stuff, and we're trying to educate you guys out there, so we're having some fun. But I know sometimes when we play this slow stuff, Aaron gets a little nervous. He's out of sort of – Aaron is Loki, by the way.
By the way, that Bastard Sons, that's off a live disc you can buy on their website. They were just in town a couple weeks ago, and I picked it up from them.
Liking it very much. No, I deeply dig the Iron and Wine stuff. The person we really have to worry about is Web Wizard Jay over there in the corner, who's like, can you play something that rocks, please? Just something that rocks a little bit, please?
There fills our quotient of Iron and Wine-related material for this week's set. And no, I don't have incense and candles burning when I listen to that. Thank you, sir. Danny's got something here. This is something we all looked and we said simultaneously, yeah, let's do that. Calexico is the band, and we got a track in. This is one that Danny and I saw them do this live, and we just went, yeah, we're the only two people in the audience that know this is a cover.
And, it just has to be a cover by my favorite band of all time, the Minutemen.
Very good.
This is a track off.
You mean they wrote the original? And
they wrote
Calexico's
the original.
Covering it here.
Yes, indeed. Original was on Double Nickels on the Dime way back when.
Great record from my college days.
This is a really cool CD single, not a CD single, but an EP called Convict Pool. And Calexico does the great track Corona.
Was that at the same show where they did like a Smith song or something? Right up my alley.
Yes, it
I
is.
Really dug it. That was a lot of fun. Well, let's all crack a Corona.
All
right.
Now. All right.
Corona.
Than I hoped it would. thank you, Lord, for treating me good. Every day, working on survival, it's hard to choose between the bottle and the between the bottle and the between a bottle and a Bible. Yeah, you made my choice between a bottle and a Bible. Yeah, you made my choice between a Bible.
sang her sweet refrain, and in her song she cries like rain. She dried her eyes and forced a smile. She's mine for now, just for a
a familiar Denver voice for you folks. You probably do recall a little something there from Slim Cessna's Auto Club, and actually that's a brand spanking new track that's may not even be available in stores yet. I know Andrew would kill me because he worked so hard putting this together. It's the local Shakedown Radio 1190 compilation. It's out on Smooch Records, and I believe they had their grand opening CD release party at the Gothic last night with a lot of the great bands that are on this two-disc set. Again, it's a lot of fabulous local bands, including Slim Cessna's Auto Club, that was Angel, but also you can hear music from Planes Mistaken for Stars, Jello Biafra opens the thing up, there's music from Orbit Service, Pinku, Tarantella, The Gamuts, Breezy Portico, it's all over the place. They've even got something on there from Multicast, who's a band that our own Uncle Jeff has a little finger in there, too.
They also have some Dvotchkin, a great SARS track, so there's some stuff. We'll be playing some of this on here, and
there's some Munley on there, too, that we'll probably get to at some point.
It's cool when you get
Marty Jones and his Pork Boil and Po' Boys.
We know. it's cool when you get a comp out that there's only like one or two tracks that are a little rough, and everything else on there is interesting and pretty great. I mean, that's like a pretty amazing thing that's all right, because usually these comps have
filler, but there's no filler on this.
That's because in Denver, there is no filler.
There's great bands in this town, and it's really cool that that the folks at Radio 1190 and that Andrew from Smooch Records have worked so hard to get this thing put together. So when you see it, pick it up.
Labor of Love, and it's a way for you guys to get informed about what's out there, all kinds of genres and stuff. So we had a nice long set there, three songs, that's a long set, and kicked it off with Corona and Calexico, and then Danny, you had this Maria McBride, pretty cool.
Yeah, this is actually her second disc called By Any Other Name, and I've been a big fan of hers. I was at South by Southwest in Austin, and hanging out at the Continental Club, part of Mojo and Nixon's final show, and Maria McBride came on stage. I'm like, who's that band? And it was the Yahoos out of Chicago. Dan Bard and Terry Anderson playing just raucous rock and roll. Just a great time. And everybody's just going nuts. Who is this gal? And I was the only one there that knew who she was. So that was a track off her new disc, Bottle in a Bible, a Yahoo song.
All right.
Pretty cool. Then we slipped in another one of those Gillian. Thank you again, Dave. Awesome stuff. That's a demo track that didn't make the record, and we're going to guess the title is Route 99. How about that, maybe? But it was pretty cool. We're trying to figure the title while we're listening. Hope you guys like that stuff. It's kind of fun to play these treats once in a while. You know, we're talking about Slim Cessna, and I hear that warble in his voice and that yodely stuff, and I go, Slim Whitman. And then I got to tell you, this track we got coming up is probably the longest I've searched for something on eBay in my entire life. I've had this 78 in my hands in 1982, worked at a record store, and some music in the background, sir. Anyway, I worked this record store down the mall, long gone. It's called Wuck Street. It was next to Rocky Mountain Records and Tapes. That's gone. That's now some other eatery-type deal. Early days of Boulder, great stuff used to come through the used record stores on a daily basis. And if you worked in a used record store, you ended up spending more money than you made. And I know Bob knows about that, and we'll get to that. But this 178, I had it in my hands. I played it twice in the store, and my boss came in, Fred, great Fred. He said, "I'm taking that home." I said, "I want this." He said, "No, I'm taking that home." So anyway, Slim Whitman, I kept chasing this song. This is Waters of Minnetonka.
This is the one that got away then.
This is the one that got away, and then I did periodic searches, you know, off and on the last couple of years, and got it for $2, and I'm a happy camper. So here's what we call lap steel flying in space with yodeling and warbling, and Slim Whitman is an acquired taste for some of you out there, but this is not a clinker. This is actually a great track, Waters of Minnetonka.
Approximate year on this one?
1950, actually.
All right, let's give it a listen, folks. You're listening to Radio 1190's own Route 78 West with Ukulele Loki, Uncle Jeff, and our guest, Danny, today.
Yahoo!
Down way, you got trouble and now I'm serving days. Lord, I ain't gonna marry, I ain't gonna settle down. I'm gonna be around her till the police shoots me down. You're gonna wake up some morning and find your daddy gone.
But you can't. can't beat me playing pool. You may not call that much a career, but you ought to see me drag in second gear. Work, work, a dirty word, the dirtiest word I ever heard. Unemployment, won't you hear my plea? Don't say that dirty word to me.
Oh, well, that last one there was a pick from our guest DJ, Danny, and it made our web wizard, Jay, very happy because Jay likes to rock. Tell us about that one there, Danny.
That is by John Rawhouse, and he is the resident steel guitar player for Bloodshot Records.
Oh, very good. That's an excellent label out of Chicago. And they send us lots of goodies.
And that was a special song for both myself and for Uncle Jeff. I'm currently out of work, and Jeff is always...
whining about work?
Actually, you know, we should talk about this. I talked to Jessica before the show, and she was matter-of-factly, she goes, you know, I quit my job. I feel really good, and my life has gotten a lot better and all stuff. And I go, you mean you can actually quit your job? Like, wow, that's a cool concept.
You know, I have to say, I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did, I made a pretty big life change last
Tuesday.
You
quit your job too,
and I went back to school.
Danny's going to quit it.
Yeah, I'm in a whole new. I mean, I just. Signed up for a whole new program here at CU, and I'm pretty psyched about that. So
it's a whole new Loki.
It's
all
a
right.
whole new me.
Well,
man.
The idea of actually walking away from something, I didn't know you could do that, and I'd sure like to fantasize.
I fantasize
about the emails.
It's good in the short term, but then eventually the bills start telling you.
And you actually have to pay bills every couple or 3 months, I've noticed.
You're just starting to learn that, though, I know. All right, we got one here. We're almost out the door. Stick around. Bob's got the show of a lifetime coming up with the Music Machine. You know it's always good. And,
oh, yeah, 60s, 70s, and 80s garage rock and punk, so definitely stay tuned.
We are. Yeah. You know, Danny brought something in, and you know, this show may sound like we've been taking it, but somewhere somewhere down the pike here, tell us, you got this Hatico bottle. It's not even been cracked. Hatico, the real stuff. We've played this song, the Hatico Boogie, many times, and we got told, it's like a speed laxative that people used to drink and eat.
Well, I've been told a number of things that Hatico was a cure-all tonic, that it was something that gets you messed up at a party. Anyways, it was the sponsor of one of Hank Williams' Nashville tours. It was the Hatico tour, and Doc Martin told us a great bit about it. But, Danny, you actually have the real product in hand. Tell us about it.
I have a bottle here unopened from 1976, a bicentennial bottle of Hatico. Multiple vitamins with iron. Who'd have thought they lasted all the way up into the 70s?
That's pretty cool. So look for this on the website. Webmaster Jay just took a picture.
Multivites and, with iron.
We don't encourage or condone the use of vitamins or
this
supplements.
This was an over-the-counter supplement.
From what I was told, it used to have all kinds of stuff in it, and there were people that'd be doing the Hatico Boogie, be like dancing, bopping, really going fast, and you have to race to the bathroom.
Was that what
back.
It was?
That's what the good doctor
I just heard
us.
That the party didn't start till the Hatico come along. It was like the early Viagra. Who knows? I mean, who knows what they were thinking back in those old days?
All right, well, speaking of such, Doc, this one's going out for you. This is Hank Williams. This is The Lost Highway, and this is how it really goes. All right, you guys, see you next week. It's been a lot of fun having the whole gang here again. So.
Yeah, and check out the show notes and Web Wizard Jay's good work at Route78West.com. We'll be back with you next Sunday from 5 to 7, as always.
Hasta luego.
I can settle down and be doing just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack. And if I did, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but
but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to callin' me, there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. I love to see the towns a-passing by, and to ride these rails neath God's blue sky. Let me travel.